Republicans on the Indianapolis City County Council will propose an anti-panhandling ordinance next week. Some who oppose the idea say it criminalizes homelessness. WFYI's Drew Dodlin spoke with Matthew Morton, the principal investigator for a national research initiative on youth homelessness. Morton talked about the traditional approaches to homelessness and what new research tells him about how it could change.
The thing that's happening here right now, there's a proposal that is about to be introduced to our council that would prohibit sitting or lying down on city streets and sidewalks in the downtown area. It's being pitched as an anti-panhandling bill, and it's being pitched as something that will help people feel safer and businesses not have to worry as much about these things being around their storefront. What do you make of bills like that? Are they common? Do you think that it reflects something, an attitude that people have about homelessness?
Sure. I can't speak to the local policy that's on the table right now. What I can say, though, is that, you know, communities and cities have pushed these types of approaches. The reality is that they are cosmetic, right? And they're about a community really addressing something that's not the root cause of why these issues exist. And so what I would really like to see a lot more of, both at the community and national level, based on the evidence that we're generating, is a much more concerted effort to identify young people who are at risk for experiencing homelessness or catching their experiences early, giving them coordinated places where they can go and ask for help in the community, and making sure that they are quickly connected with the supports and the services they need.
Sometimes when I talk to people from the government or from some nonprofit, they'll say, we're having trouble getting to people and we're having trouble letting them know that this thing exists. And then I'll talk to the people and they'll say, we didn't know that thing exists. We didn't hear from these people. How do you make that connection? Is there a detailed kind of specific way that you think works best, or is it just a case-by-case thing? Is it more complicated than that?
You know, I think Jeff Bezos just announced $2 billion investment in the homelessness challenge in the U.S. And the way that Bezos framed it is the way that Amazon would frame their approach, which is an obsession with the customer. And I think that's a kind of narrative that's just kind of newer in the youth homelessness space, but really critical, that obsession with who your quote-unquote customer is. In this case, it's youth and young adults with lived experience. They need to be at the table, and they need to be full partners. One of the things that I found really exciting today, being in Indianapolis, is learning about the Youth Action Board, which is a body of youth who have experienced homelessness. And they are given a serious seat at the city's table in addressing this challenge. And these young people were in the room today. They were asking great questions, tough questions, and they were clearly at the lead and at the forefront of thinking through what a better system for youth experiencing homelessness would look like.
You said new research and new data is finally coming in on this stuff. Is everyone learning that it's way worse than they thought it was? How does it relate to how people thought about it before that data came in?
The problem is much broader than most people realized, because before we just relied on going into the streets and counting youth that you could identify. And as you can imagine, not all youth want to be identified as experiencing homelessness. And many youth are experiencing more hidden forms of homelessness, like sleeping on a couch because they lack a safe and stable place to stay, sometimes in very risky situations like exchanging sex for a place to sleep. Or many of these young people are just actively avoiding contact with systems and services. We're realizing there are significant inequities. Not all youth experience homelessness equally. Black and African American youth, Latino youth, American Indian, Alaska Native youth are far more likely to experience homelessness than their peers. And youth who identify as lesbian, bisexual, gay, or transgender are far more likely to experience homelessness than heterosexual or cisgender peers. So there are certain subpopulations that are particularly at risk, and now we have national data to reinforce that.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.